As part of a legal settlement, Governor Doyle last year committed to stopping the use of coal at the Charter Street plant at UW-Madison and Capital Power plant near the state capitol building. He also promised an analysis of 13 other coal-fired facilities that are at UW system campuses and other state institutions. One plant that's recently been evaluated is the 60-year-old power plant that supplies energy to the Waupun and Dodge Correctional Institutions. Sierra Club volunteer Carol Terrell says that plant should be the next to switch to other fuel sources like natural gas or biomass.
Biomass has the advantage in a community like Waupun where the fuel could be produced on the fields in that county. It could be money in the pockets of farmers. It could be money in the pockets of the people who would transport the biomass to the facility.
According to David Helbach of the State Administration Department, the draft report for the Waupun power plant looks at alternative fuel sources, operational changes, and capping coal emissions. Helbach says it's too early to say what choice will be made.
Remember, Charter Street will be the largest alternative fuel plant in Wisconsin, one of the largest in the country, so we're going to learn from that. So we shouldn't count our chickens before the eggs hatch.
Helbach says the proposed state budget includes $300 million to convert the Charter and Capital power plants. He also says there's $50 million in the budget that could be used to make the other state-owned power plants more efficient. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.